More Idaho Matters right now. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Climate change is reshaping the natural world, but one animal is doing its part to fight back. A new study lays out all the ways that beavers are helping reshape rivers and streams and creating healthy waterways that are more resistant and resilient to the worst effects of climate change. KUNC's Alex Hager has more for the Mountain West News Bureau.
In the foothills of Boulder County, Colorado, there's a kind of secret water park. It's just not for humans.
And you just get this totally ridiculous, like, water slides everywhere and waterfalls, and you can't even tell where one dam starts and the other one stops because they're all going at weird, wonky angles against each other.
Emily Fairfax and I are knee-deep in a watery wonderland of clear, frigid runoff, shaped and sculpted by North America's largest rodent. She is an eco-hydrologist and knows more about beavers than just about anyone. Fairfax tells me this kind of area is called a beaver complex, and it really is complex. From here, we can see a pond, a lodge,
and then a bunch of different little pools and waterways and channels that are full of water, sort of routing around the landscape, diverting some of that overtopping water out into the floodplain.
And the fact that this beaver complex makes the stream so messy is a huge boost to every animal that stops here to rest and eat. A few more steps across shallow trickles and squishy patches of soil and undergrowth, there's another sign of life.
Whose scat is that?
That's a great question. Speaking of animals visiting this site, I almost stepped in a huge pile of evidence here that looks like it's probably either a very large deer or an elk. I would probably lean towards elk.
On trail cameras across the western U.S., Fairfax has spotted a ton of wildlife.
We've seen bobcat, we've seen cougar, we've seen bears, we've seen possums, skunks, rabbits, raccoons, every kind of frog and bird you can imagine.
Fairfax is the co-author of a new paper that explains how beavers and the ecosystems they create by damming up streams are powerful tools in the face of climate change. Chris Jordan is with the Northwest Fisheries Science Center in Oregon. He also wrote the paper.
If you're storing more water, if you're making a wetter, greener area all along that stream and river network, you're actually affecting an enormous fraction, enormous proportion of the landscape.
The new study spells out a lot of practical ways that beaver habitat can help protect against everything from floods to wildfire, both of which are made more severe by climate change. Too much rain or snowmelt? Beaver dams will help spread that water out before it rushes down towards people. If the hills are burning, wet valley floors lush with plants will resist the flames. Too much sediment in the stream? Beaver ponds will slow the water down and help those particles settle out.
And we're facing these dire warnings about climate change and almost the sort of doom of all of the bad things that are happening and how it's out of our control. But in reality, it's not out of our control.
What we can control, Jordan says, is promoting healthy beaver populations and letting them get to work. In a lot of places, they're considered pests and can be killed if they're getting in people's way. But doing the opposite and allowing them to thrive could make Western rivers look like they used to, before beavers were seen as a nuisance and before trapping brought their populations down by tens of millions.
So if you read some of the earliest written descriptions, whether they're going upstream or downstream, the French, the English, the Dutch, the Spanish, they're all complaining about how hard it is to figure out where the river goes.
Ellen Wohl studies the flow and formation of rivers at Colorado State University. She says more beavers mean more streams and rivers go from straight and uncomplicated to the way they behaved hundreds of years ago, before people started to change them. And that's important in a region strained by decades of drought.
Most of the Intermountain West, we get our water supplies from the mountains, the nearest mountain range, or in some cases not so near with diversions. And I really think beavers can contribute to the health and the sustainability of those mountain watersheds.
And while humans have tried to replicate the effects of a good beaver dam, we don't have the teeth, tails, and millions of years of evolution it takes to put together intricate woodwork that lasts. I'm Alex Hager in Boulder County, Colorado.
And this story is part of ongoing coverage of the Colorado River, produced and distributed by KUNC and supported by the Walton Family Foundation. Coming up tomorrow on Idaho Matters, we're taking a look at a mid-year outlook at Idaho's economic forecast. So be sure to join us at noon tomorrow. And I want to thank all of you for joining us today on this Wednesday. Our senior producer is Samantha Wright. Our assistant producer is Hannah Gardosky. And I want to say a big thank you to both Hannah and Samantha for keeping the Idaho Matters ship on track while I was taking some much needed vacation time. So a thank you to the two of them. I'm Gemma Gaudet, and it is Wednesday, as I mentioned, the official first day of summer. I hope you have a good rest of your day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.